My guest today on Piano Jazz is the effervescent singer and pianist, Daryl Sherman. She swings with a sophisticated air, taking on the blues and ballads with ineffable wit and charm. That's true, you know, Daryl. How are you?
Well, I'm ineffable.
Yes, you are.
Does that mean that I can't play in the key of F?
No. It means sort of undeniably true that you do sing with wit and charm and humor and a few other things.
Oh, I'm going to listen to this every day when I wake up. Very positive thinking.
It's better than an alarm clock.
As Johnny Mercer would say, accentuate the positive.
He would say that if he were around. He would also say, are you going to sing a song of mine?
He certainly would, because those songwriters were so pushy, weren't they?
Well, I think they wanted to hear their music, and I don't blame them. And he's got so many songs, both ballads and kind of witty songs and up tunes. He's got every kind of song that he put lyrics to. And you're going to sing Johnny Mercer songs today.
Well, I'm always ready. I have so many songs and so little time. And I'm particularly focusing on Johnny Mercer because he will have a centennial. He was born in, I think it was November of, maybe it was, my math isn't so good, but I guess if it's a 2009 centennial year,
it's
it would
Havana.
Be 1909. Does that make sense? Is that the right mathematics there?
I don't know, but I do know that he was born in Savannah. That much I do know.
Right. He was definitely a country boy. But I think the thing that makes Johnny Mercer distinctive is that he was a triple threat. Not only did he wrote melodies, but he mostly wrote lyrics, but he was also a singer. He loved jazz. He loved hanging around jazz musicians. And
I love the way he sang.
Did you hear him?
Cool of the evening.
He sang at the jazz band ball, and he sang with Paul Whiteman, and then he went on to be, you know, what did he head Capitol Records? He did all kinds of things.
Well,
he
I hope
very
you
well
wrote this tune you're going to sing.
Too marvelous for words.
Now
you're just too very, very like Webster's Dictionary.
That would be a good song to sing right now.
Okay, I'll get right to it.
Great.
You're just too marvelous, too marvelous for words, like glorious, glamorous, and that oh standby amorous. It's all too wonderful. I'll never find the words that say enough. Tell enough, it means you're just not swell enough. You're just too much and just too very, very to ever be in Webster's Dictionary.
That's such a good song, and I haven't heard anybody sing it for ages. In fact, it's a long time since I've heard you sing, since I've been at the club that you played for years and years.
The club that I played, that little joint I played, you mean the Waldorf Astoria?
I mean the Waldorf Astoria.
Well, you know you were my good luck charm because the first program I did with you, I was running off after we taped to, in a sense, audition. They hired me for one day. And I was all dressed up in black, as you recall, with my jewels and everything.
Yes.
And after that first day, having been inspired by you, I stayed there for 14 years.
Well, I'm glad I did something good if I helped you to stay there for 14 years.
Well, I hope something even better will come now, because I just have left. They made a little policy change due to, as they say, economic trends.
Something good will happen.
It always does out of these shows, Marion.
Yeah, including I Remember You.
He wrote lyrics that are a dream for singers, with these wide vowel sounds. And this song is truly a gift for singers, as hopefully we will hear now.
Okay.
I'm going to start playing it first, though.
Okay.
Who made my dreams come true? A few kisses ago, I remember you. You're the one who said, I love you too. I do. Didn't you know? You know, the British people love Johnny Mercer, and I think that's because he just got right into the idioms and slang of the of American English. It gives you a flavor of these expressions and idioms that, you know, they don't say.
Right.
Do they even use the expression jeepers creepers in England?
No.
Johnny, he heard... he heard it in a movie. I think it was Henry Fonda who said, "Oh, jeepers creepers!"
And oh,
it's
really?
Just so, it's just such an Americanism. And another special little thing about this song is that it was introduced by Louis Armstrong, so that certainly gives it a jazz pedigree.
Did he do the verse?
I'm not sure in the film if he did the verse, but I know he sang it to a horse. We'll have to ask the horse, whose name was Jeepers Creeper in that film. Anyway, but I'm going to do the verse.
Great.
The little-known verse.
Okay.
I hope that I know it well enough to do it, but we'll try. I don't care what the weatherman says. When the weatherman says it's raining, you'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain that the sun will shine. I don't care where the weather vane points. When the weather vane points too gloomy, it's gotta be sunny to me. When your eyes look into mine,
hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.